Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face with your host, me, Bree. Thank you so much for subscribing to this and listening to this and being supportive of this. It means the absolute world. It's the coolest thing ever. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face podcast with me, Bree. Let's go ahead and get into it. I wanted to talk about, since kind of this is, you know, like derived around my defamation and just various things that have happened with me and my business, I thought it'd be great to talk about how not to become those people. That's very, very hard, because lately I've been finding myself hating the fucking world. And you get mad. Like, you get so mad at what has happened and, like, the people that did it, and, like, you don't understand. Like, we'll just take me out of the concept, right? Let's just talk about people that have dealt with crazy car wrecks or murders or things that have just asinine things that have crazy far, far, far bigger things than me that have happened, traumatic events that have happened in their life. And you sit back and think, why me? And not why me, like poor pitiful me, just almost like you're begging to God, why are you punishing the good guy? You know, we always like see this stuff on the news, or we can all agree in society or humanity as a whole that, you know, sometimes you see things and you hear things that make no logical sense. Like, it honestly makes no emotionally logical sense. You know, like the girl that got killed on the train in Charlotte. Here is just a good human. Just a good human. She is giving to society. She's working. She's doing like she's supposed to do. And this is what she gets for it? She gets murdered? Just like... Or even just last night, I saw a TikTok. This man heard this special needs kid screaming for help. Come to find out, in his neighbor's backyard, the lady had put her kid in a dog kennel. And you're just thinking, like, what did this kid, like, I don't think there's anything that can constitute or justify these types of things. It's so hard. Even my dad, you know, me and my sister had a brother who passed away, and he had muscular dystrophy. My dad is a good person. Both of my parents are good people. Our families are, like we're decent humans, right? Like, we're not, there's no off-the-wall shit going on. You know, we're all trying to be, just get by life and do right, right? And you think, you know, why did God do that? Or even other crazy situations that I've seen, you know, high-profile murders and crimes and stuff like that you see happen, and you just look at those people and think, why them? Why let that happen to the good? Why are you not letting it happen to the bad? And it actually got me... It's actually kind of put me back into therapy, because I don't want to become those people that hurt me. I do not want to. Like, there's that quote that says, hurt people, and they do. They end up becoming their environment, and they end up almost like I'll tell you what's going on in my brain. I'm thinking to myself, okay, the bad guy's getting all the attention. I'm watching these bad people, and I say bad people because they chose to lie about me. They chose to consciously, maliciously do what they did to me. Okay? So I'm looking at them do this to me, and even though I don't deserve it, and I'm taking the beating for it, like I'm getting this whatever for no reason, right? I haven't lied, I haven't stolen, I haven't done anything, like I haven't done anything to deserve this. But they get the praise. They're getting the attention. They're getting the support. Okay? So why should I continue to be a good guy? That's what goes through my brain. And we as humans, socially observe in our environments, in nature, for better lack of terms, right? What is acceptable and not acceptable socially. So I'm sitting here thinking, oh, okay, well, this is accepted. Maybe I should do that. And then you catch yourself subconsciously wanting to do those things so that you will feel accepted and not feel like the outcast. Because I've been the outcast, right? Like, I've been the outcast. I've been casted out, even though I've done nothing wrong, right? Casted out. So in order for me, because we as humans are social, and like, we're social beings. We are not put on this earth to be isolated and by ourselves. We're not like bears that go into hibernation. We're not like horses that are in herds and dogs that are in packs. Like, that's not, we are social beings to socialize throughout humanity and society, right? So it's like human nature, subconsciously, you want to be socially accepted because that's like happy. That's like what you want. So if I'm seeing socially accepted things consist of bullying, lying, degrading, ganging up, like all of this shit that you're told not to do, but it's being socially accepted because people are giving it attention. They're praising it. It almost makes you think, okay, well, that's what I need to do. I'm not going to do that, but it's like, okay. And I'm catching myself wanting to do these things. And I'm stopping myself because I, for one, like to sleep well at night. But two, I like my side of the street being clean. I like to be able to pipe up and go, no, that's not right, boo. Just like I did with, what the fuck is that girl's name? Riley? Schmitty? Barn sale. I don't know what the fuck this bitch was talking about, but she made a comment on all of this drama that went down, right? And I'm just looking at some of these people going, are you serious? Like, do they not know that like, are we, were not in the same messaging? Or yeah, whatever. Anyways, so I left a review because I have that fucking right. I have that right to leave a review on how shitty you were to me. She has the audacity to continue to lie. So I just fucking video recorded the whole, all of the messages and posted it. Like, are you serious right now? Whatever. I'm back in therapy because I don't want to be like her. I don't want to be like the guy I had to deal with last night. Telling him to leave me and my business the fuck alone because he's laughing at people. What are you, 10? Like, is this what y'all are really supporting? Just like Jenna. Y'all support that shit? Not me. The only thing Jenna's got is the internet. That's it. Because I promise you in real life, I would beat the dog shit out of that dumb bitch. That motherfucker would fly all the way to the other side of the fucking arena. But y'all support that. But you support that. This is why it's very, very important that you think for yourself. I'll give you another example. And this is, again, back to the self-awareness that it takes for me to sit here and go, I'm going to go to therapy because I'm trying not to be these people. I have so much hatred in my heart, and I have so much like disgust and just depression in me from what has happened that I am talking this out with somebody. I've got to, because I'm going to like snap in my brain and just like show up at a horse show and beat the shit out of somebody. And with all due respect, completely justified. Let's reel this back. Revenge. They say, you know, that you have to fly above that, right? Revenge, vengeance, getting back at people, that type of whatever. Look at this one solo. I wouldn't necessarily call me revenge. I would call me setting the record straight. Because here's the deal, okay? And I don't know how many times I got to say this for it to resonate with somebody, or hopefully it'll help somebody else. People have the right to not like you. People have the right to not like somebody. Period. You don't even have to have a reason. Okay? But you do not have the right to lie about them. Let me say it for the fifth time. You have the right to not like somebody. That is opinion based. I don't like her hair. I don't like the way she talks. I don't like what she does. I don't like where she's from. Okay. You have that right. But you don't have the right to sit there and go, she's a thief. She's a whore. She's this. She's that. You don't have that right. You might can do it all fucking damn day long, but you're going to have to deal with the consequences because... So again, you have the right to your opinion. I don't like that hamburger. I don't like that hot dog. I don't like this fucking drink. But you don't have the right to go, that hamburger's not real. That hot dog is fake. That drink is made out of Clorox. You don't have the right to lie. That's the difference. I had to sue a lady in Atlanta 6 or 7 years ago in 2018. Actually, it was 2017. Whatever. Because she racked up a bill with me and then she tried to dodge me and not pay me. It was a good amount. It's like $5,000. This is what she did, though. She pushed me to my limit to where I left a review. And she turned around and tried to sue me for defamation because I told the truth. This is where people don't quite understand with my case. So I'm gonna try to explain this. The cattle company chose to get on the internet and lie about me, my company, and my character. I walked away once. The second time, I'm done. So I sued her. Here's the kicker. Defamation cannot happen if they can prove that it's true. She could not prove what she said was true. Okay? I'm sorry you were lied to. I'm sorry. But that's what happened. So, your opinion about somebody is different than stating fact. If you go and you say, well, just like Jenna, she said, I've watched you defame people. that's not happened. Her stating that as a fact and me losing business because of it is grounds for a lawsuit. Because, like, what are you doing? Like, okay, what? Anyways, I'm in therapy to try to not to become these people. Because these people disgust me. They absolutely, like, it just, it makes me sick to my stomach that anybody would support this behavior or think that this, like, think that it's okay. I have never once in my life publicly degraded, bullied, slammed. Like, I have never done that in my entire life. I have never thought about doing that. I just don't understand it. And it's probably a good thing. It's probably a good thing that I don't understand this mentality. Nonetheless, I am taking steps to make sure that I don't become that. Because I have kind of watched and observed people when they go through something traumatic that hurts them or changes them, it's like they want to lash out. Back to the whole, like, beginning of this. So, you know, you're like, why? Why me? Like, I'm a good person, so why me? It's unjust. It's unfair. Why be good? Good finishes last. I've literally watched two dudes chase this fucking bitch that's got, like, three baby daddies and, like, is fucking everybody's friends or whatever the fuck. But you think that that's better than a stripper that's not fucked anything? Again, it's almost like being good, having a moral compass, like a standard. Where does it get you? Again, I'm not saying not do it. I'm just thinking a little deeper than most folks decide to think, which is why I have this, so I can talk about this fucking shit. If you want to talk about it too, come hang out with me. But to me, I just think to myself, okay, so being bad will get you more attention? It's human instinct, actually, to prove yourself. So when you feel like somebody doesn't like you, or you're being rejected, or ignored, or whatever have you, it's human instinct to try harder in various forms, you know, because you don't quite understand why. But the way to kind of deal with that is to understand that you're not them. You will never know what they're thinking. And so you have to let people, this like goes back to the Mel Robbins kind of thing, let them be them. Let them do what they need to do. Okay. It's not personal. And then if it is, it is, and whatever. Like, there's only so much you can do with humans or other people, because you're just never really going to know what they're thinking or saying. The other thing about doing your due diligence after a traumatic event is, I mean, mine was a couple of years back, but I firmly believe that things happen to you and your brain changes. Now, I haven't necessarily read up on any scientific evidence to support this. I've seen, you know, various videos and stuff. Again, I don't know if it's actual evidence to support it. But I believe, evidence or not, medical records or not, or whatever, that it does. That it changes your brain. Because when I was going through everything that I was going through, I will never forget, I went to go visit someone in Winston-Salem, and it was downtown. And it was in a really tall building. It was like the 20th floor. It was up there. I could not get on the elevator. When I say I could not get on the elevator, my body would not let me get on that elevator. The people in the building were so nice. The lady at the door was just like, are you okay? Are you fine? Like, are you okay? And I just was so kind of embarrassed. I was like, I'm fine. But she could tell, like, I was not okay. The guy, the maintenance guy, offered to ride the elevator with me. They were so nice, I couldn't do it. The person that I was meeting came down to meet me. That's how big of a deal it was. And I have never been that way before. What I went through online and all that stuff. I was never, ever like that. Never once in my life was I ever like that. Ever. Never once have I ever hesitated to hop on an elevator or go up a flight of stairs or go up to a fucking, like, multiple floors. Never. Until then. So that's why I firmly believe it. It changes your brain. It changes your brain in some way, shape, or form. So it's hard. It's like, I feel bad that I'm mad at what's happened, but I know that I have to let it go. And that's what I want to do. Like, you don't want to live the rest of your life reliving the worst times of your life. Nobody wants that. Like, you get one life, right? You don't want to be constantly mad, constantly depressed, constantly negative. Like, you don't want that. Nobody wants that, right? So, you can't change those people. I cannot do nothing about those people. I can't do nothing about the crazies out there and the psycho shit that you hear. So, you have to do what you can. And I used to think that, like, our society used to put this pressure that people that went to therapy, something was wrong with them. No. No, 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 no. We've been brain fucked. The people that go to therapy are there to deal with the ones that actually need it. Yeah. Yeah. The people that, like me, I am very normal. Yet here I am in therapy trying to deal with people who really need it. Like, who the fuck thinks it's cool to, like, do the shit that I've seen done to me? Whatever, right? Whatever. You're not going to be able to go through with it. You're not even going to get to the step of saying, okay, I'm going to talk to somebody. Unless you can put your ego aside. Take that ego, set it aside, and realize that it's not a bad reflection on you. And things of that nature are looked at a lot differently nowadays than they were 5 years ago, even 10 years ago. So, and I think with TikTok and other various social media platforms and people being so more open about, I don't even like to say the word mental health because it makes it sound like that person's the problem and they're not. But we'll just say, like, life coaching, that's what we'll say. That's way better than mental health, whatever. Again, the urge to digress right now is massively high. I think you're a strong motherfucker to sit there and go, okay, I need some help to deal with these people. Now, I'm not saying you don't have situations where people are just like, I have problems, I need help. That's not my situation. Do I have problems? Yes. Will we get into those? Probably so, but no, I'm initially there because I'm having to deal with these people. Like, I've already won a lawsuit. You think that would suffice? No. I'm still in business, knock on wood, thank fucking God for that, right? You think that would suffice? started a podcast, you think that would suffice. So just like my last episode, okay? Just like my last episode, you can put these people that you have to deal with in three categories. One, you can't do nothing with them. Drop them off at the fucking next bus stop. They're just, let it be. Two, you already know what they know, but they're going to choose the dark side. Let them stay on the dark side. Don't let them have any light. And then three, you do have some hope. So just like that's, you know. I'm doing an order right now for a lady. I'm doing an order right now for a lady who is good friends with a couple of people who lied about me. I feel like she stole from me because she took my sponsorship money and she didn't advertise me, but okay. And when I say lied about me, I mean like we replaced things that were broken. We answered day of, like we provided the best service, but I provided the best service possible and she lied about it. She was just doing little shady shit, right? Like, who has time for this? Legit. I mean, like, I have a question. Who the fuck grown has time to do some of this shady shit that I've dealt with? Whatever. This lady happens to be friends with these other women. So, she had reached out a couple of times years prior and then ended up ignoring me. That's another thing I have no respect for. If you lie, I have no fucking respect for you. But if you choose to ignore me when you sought me out and you want to do this gaslight ordeal, like, what are we, 12? What? And then you've got some people are like, well, you're not entitled to an answer. Yeah, bitch, I am, actually. You sought me out. I fucking helped you. And then you want to just drop off? No. You owe me a response. Hey, no, we changed our mind. Or, hey, no, I got busy. Or, hey, yes, let's move forward. Entitled. No, that's called basic fucking human respect. That's what that's called. Would you like to go on a date with the dude and have him fuck you and then never speak to you again? Probably not. It's the same concept. Whatever. She ignored me a couple of times prior. Walk away. Walk away. What happens? Here she comes. And she needs some jackets done in a pinch. Now, if I was a hateful, rude-ass bitch, I had the perfect opportunity to be one. I had the perfect opportunity to go, no, fuck you. But I didn't. Did I want to? You damn right I did. Because I didn't deserve to be ignored. I didn't deserve to do this little on the fence, mean girl, whatever the fuck y'all are doing, right? I didn't deserve that. So I had every reason to be like, to take that opportunity to just backhand the hell out of it, right? But I didn't. Am I dumb? Some may say I am, some may say I'm not. I decided to help the girl because my side of the street is fucking clean. That's why. My character, the character you don't see, is more important. So I helped her and I busted my ass. I moved everybody aside to help this woman out and get her stuff in time. And the rest is up to God. You can call me dumb if you want to, but I can sleep well at night. And I've got what really happened. And the universe rewards that. So, back to the whole reason of this episode. When you've been through something traumatic, as little as mine or as big as something just insane, my heart goes out to you. But please get therapy. So that you don't become what hurt you. You don't want to become what hurt you. Let them lay in that filth. Let them be the bad guy. regardless of whatever attention it gets. We all know at the end of the day it's ugly. We all know. We all know. So don't buy into it. Don't take the trap. Okay?